This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. There was a time when being an executive assistant or a personal secretary was a respected and sought-after career goal for many women, and it came with challenges and rewards.
It's your decision. You promoted him. You tell me why.
Well, in the first place, see, Bob does have a college degree.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. While he's away at college getting his precious, useless degree, I'm working my butt off at this company.
And in the second place, he does have a family to support.
And I don't. What has that got to do with anything?
Violet, look, my hands are tied here. The company needs a man in this position.
While we're on the topic of decorum, I'd like to speak with you about the way I'm being addressed.
Could you be more specific?
The switchboard. I am not John. I'm Mr. Hooker.
That's the way they've been taught to address the secretaries.
Yes. Well, as I've explained, in Great Britain...
A truck is a lorry, and an elevator is a lift. I've got it, Mr. Hooker. Despite your title, you are not a secretary.
I'm Mr. Price's right arm. I'm not his typist.
Of course.
Without a woman to keep them in line, all men, even lawyers and general officers, would be lost.
Executive assistants there in 9 to 5, Mad Men, and Perry Mason. But just like the similar path in manufacturing for men without a college degree, these jobs traditionally held by women are in rapid decline. Rachel Feinzig covers management trends and chief executives for the Wall Street Journal. You can find her recent article titled The Vanishing Executive Assistant at WPR.org/Central Time. Rachel, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, the decline in manufacturing jobs. This has been front page news all over the place. A factory closes. We know about it. You're telling a story that has happened under the surface in a lot of the ways. Can you tell us about the numbers, first of all, in this decline of this job category?
Yeah, it's about 1.6 million people, mostly women. It's about a 95% female workforce. That's since 2000. Even just in the last 5 years, I think it's about a 23% decline. Those are for executive assistants specifically. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting a 20% decline over the next decade or so. So the numbers are really substantial, but it's been very quiet compared to, like you said, all the news that we see about losses in manufacturing.
Why is that? These are big numbers. This is a big drop. And I got to admit, Rachel, your piece was the first time I'd ever seen anything about this trend.
I think part of it is that it's kind of happened in drips and drabs. It's really pervasive across the country. Some data that I looked at showed that there was really not any metropolitan area in the country that hadn't seen a decline in these jobs. So whereas when a factory closes, it's one factory. A lot of people lose their jobs in one go. It can be big news. This has happened quietly in drips and drabs, a few assistants here, a few assistants there, kind of under the radar.
Talk about what these kind of jobs entail. For some of us in some lines of work, we might have not have encountered this job category.
Yeah, I know. Consider me in that group. I was sometimes jealous hearing about the responsibilities of these people because it does make your working life a lot easier. I mean, some of it is booking meetings, booking flights. Some people read, you know, an executive's email. They're the ones kind of doing that first touch on everything. Sometimes it's higher level stuff, helping with board meetings, kind of bigger picture projects. But some assistants told me that the work has kind of changed over the years as these jobs have been eroded.
And let's talk about who's doing these jobs. We think about manufacturing jobs as historically, for a long time anyway, an opportunity for men in particular, by the numbers with high school degrees but not college degrees, to actually make a decent living. Is this a similar thing but mainly for women?
Yes, exactly. So one researcher called these pink collar jobs. You didn't have to go to college. It was about a 95% female workforce. And you could make a good living. You could make six figures, especially in a place like New York City. And I mean, that's still true for some people. But salaries seem to be declining for a lot of women that I talk to. And companies are increasingly saying, I want someone with a college degree.
Now, with those manufacturing jobs, we know some of the job loss sometimes is outsourcing to other regions, other countries. Sometimes it's, there's technology, either fewer workers can get more work done. What's happening here? What's happening to chase these executive assistant jobs away?
Yeah, all of those things. I mean, sometimes it's just doing more with less, or executives kind of changing their habits, being more self-sufficient, not needing as many of these folks. In some cases, like in Ernst & Young, who I profile in the story, they were actually hiring people in low-cost areas and kind of through attrition or occasionally layoffs, getting rid of people in some of their bigger offices. And those people in low-cost areas were working remotely for executives back in these big main offices.
Talking to Rachel Feinzig from the Wall Street Journal, looking at her piece, The Vanishing Executive Assistant, about a big decline, but really under the radar in a job category that provided, in many cases, good-paying jobs, mainly for women. Rachel, you profiled some of the women in particular who have been through this change, who had these jobs and lost them. Can you share some of what you heard from them?
Yes. I mean, that was the most, you know, gratifying and in some cases heartbreaking part of the reporting. You know, some of these women, after being employed for decades, you know, at the same company, were now bouncing around from job to job. They had kind of seen the office change, seen, you know, there were no more papers to be filed. There were no landlines to be picked up. And they were kind of, you know, struck by that as they went into new workplaces. And then oftentimes they were let go fairly fast. Some of them were doing jobs that required manual labor, working at Trader Joe's or as a, you know, ride-hailing person. So jobs that really make a lot less money and come with a lot less security, too, you know, if you're talking about contractors.
And the women who were executive assistants or secretaries to high-level managers, in many ways, it seems like they're often the power behind the throne. Now, one commenter on the Wall Street Journal to your article I'm quoting here said, I remember my first real job and my best new client had one of these executive assistants, and she ran the place, the most important person to know if you wanted to get anything done or see the owner. Is that something you encountered, that memory of that executive assistant being a key kind of part of the management of a workplace?
Totally. I mean, and in some cases they still are, like the gatekeepers. I did a story 5 years ago or 6 years ago about executive assistants called the most powerful person in the office. And I think at the highest levels of big companies that could still be the case. I think you're seeing people, you know, like you're not going to have the CEO of a Fortune 10 company that doesn't have an executive assistant. And I definitely heard from even recently retired partners at places like Ernst & Young who said, like, this person was running my life, or this person made connections to other executive assistants at clients that, like, established a rapport that I could not have done myself that got me into a meeting. So I still think there's a lot of value in these people. And in the work that they do, I think it's very important. But yes, I think that has changed. I think a lot of people feel like the up-and-coming generation of managers doesn't need these people. They'd rather book a flight by themselves. They don't know how to use them. I talked to one woman who told me she was relieved, a manager who told me she was relieved when she was not assigned an executive assistant at a new job. So I think a lot of this is evolving.
We heard from Lynn on Facebook who says, in our area, these positions are being filled by male analysts, and the complaint is they don't do half the work but are paid money that women are denied. Have you seen that kind of trend when it comes to these jobs being replaced by something similar but different and maybe by men?
Yes, I've heard of the idea that business analyst is being added to these responsibilities. So it's almost like they're hiring for like two or three job descriptions, you know, expecting people to do like data stuff that maybe they wouldn't have done before. And again, screening people out by requiring a college degree. In terms of men versus women, the numbers are still about 95% female, and they've been that way for a while now. I haven't seen a huge change there, but it's certainly possible that it's becoming, you know, that there's more gender diversity as they kind of change what they're looking for and kind of veer away from some of these women who had been in the job for decades.
Did you run into any examples where companies or industries were working to retrain these executive assistants for other, maybe a similar or evolved jobs, or finding other ways to use their skills and talents, or did you not run into that?
That's a good question. I mean, at EY, no, like they did not offer to move these women who had long worked in these main offices. They did not offer to move them to these remote centers. They just hired new people. Often it seemed like they were younger, although the company says they were not specifically hiring younger workers, as that would be illegal. But I have not seen any huge retraining efforts. EY says that they kind of give people the opportunity to then grow within the organization, these newer people who are coming into these remote centers. So maybe that kind of flicks at the idea, but I have not seen widespread efforts to retrain these kind of the veteran executive assistants for new work.
And that phenomenon you're talking about, the remote workers basically doing these executive assistant functions, what kind of cities around the country are we seeing these? They almost sound like call centers, but doing this job of executive assistants.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of them all together in lower cost areas. I think there was one in New Orleans, and they're kind of serving executives in all different time zones. So you might be working in Louisville, but you're supporting a manager in Chicago, and you probably never see the manager or the executive face to face. So it's definitely a different dynamic than kind of that secretary who sat outside your office in the Mad Men days, you know, Peggy and Don Draper, or I guess Peggy was never on Don's desk, but you get the idea.
Is there any indication that this is going to turn around anytime soon, or are the trends just pointing toward fewer and fewer of this kind of job in the future?
I mean, the BLS is projecting further job loss here, so I think we'll probably expect to see more of the same. I mean, I would be, you know, I'm on the hunt. I'm interested to hear if anyone is saying, no, this is too much. This is cutting too close to the bone. We want these people back. I'm keeping an eye out for that. But the macro level trend seems to be more decline.
Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Rachel Feinzeig covers management trends and chief executives for the Wall Street Journal. She previously covered bankruptcy and restructuring. You can find her recent article titled The Vanishing Executive Assistant. We've got that link to WPR.org/Central Time. And if you have experiences with this or have seen these changes in your own line of work, if you were an executive assistant or personal secretary yourself at some point in your career, or you employed one, What kind of things did you see? What has changed over the years? You can let us know on the Ideas Network Facebook page.